We're going to discuss Taisus Chilulin Hu Aisa Reinais Mamzerim. And the side that Taisus is Kaveya for us, that the Haba Atalia, Taisus says. Taisus is Medayik, the Haba Atalia, even though I have a Mamzer Kedushin Taisim by. What's Taisus' side? That there are two things that are totally Zebizah. That if Kedushin Taisim, the child is not a Mamzer, that means even if you didn't give Kedushin, if a man is Mizana with a woman, but it's the type of woman with whom Kedushin would be typhus, then the child is not a Mamzer. If it's a woman, like Tarsiba Kedushin, then the child would be a Mamzer. If there's no Kedushin types, then the child's a Mamzer. So the Chakira that Rabbi Chanan brings, and the Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Tzaharis, is whether this thing that it's Toli Zebizeh, Mamzeris, and Ein Kedushin Taisin, is the Pshat that it's a Siba, that because Kedushin on that Taif is therefore the child of Mamzer, that's a cause and effect, or is it just a Siman? They're two totally different things. And the Torah gives us a siman. You want to know when the child is a mamzer? If kedushin are not typhus, then the child is a mamzer. It's a siman by which you can recognize if there's mamzeris or there's no mamzeris. Now, we've had this concept of siba and siman a few times this year. I've had it numerous times over the years. And in all likelihood, this is the last time we're going to have it this year. Maybe it'll come up again. But I would like to use this Rabbi Chanan to try to give you an appreciation of what it means, Siba and Siman. Chefetz and Gavra, I know you all know already. You've had it over the years numerous times. But Siba and Siman seems to come up less frequently. So I'd like to explain to you Siba and Siman and in general and how it works here. And Rabbi Chanan is a perfect example or a perfect model to understand the general way of clarifying if something is a cause or something is just a siman. Of course, the first thing we need would be a nafkamina. What's nafkamina? It's a siba or a siman. So let me just, what I'd like to do, rather than to just give you a pratistika nafkamina here, maybe to give sort of a general understanding of siba and siman, so that hopefully you'll have an understanding of it for other cases, and then we'll apply it here. Okay, I'd like to think of a mashal of Siba and Siman that would make it more understandable in a practical way to everybody here. I don't remember mashalim I've used in the past, so try a different mashal. Okay? A person goes out to his car, parked his car on the street, and he goes out to the car and he finds that he has a flat tire. He gets upset. Yeah. Why does he get upset? Because he has a flat tire. Is that a Siba or is that a Siman? It's a Siba, right? Why are you upset? You're upset because you have a flat tire. Having a flat tire is an inconvenience to people. Right? So if the flat tire is a Siba, that the person's upset. Let's say a person goes out to his car and he finds under his windshield wiper blade, he finds a piece of paper with an envelope. What is it, orange or red, those envelopes? What? Orange? With an orange envelope with an address, he finds it under his windshield wiper blade. So he also gets upset. He has a ticket. Gets upset. Is he upset because there's a piece of paper under his windshield wiper? It has to be crazy. Are you crazy? You get upset because you have a piece of paper under your windshield wiper. Nobody gets upset with that piece of paper there. That piece of paper is not what's upsetting you. That's just a siman. You take that paper and throw it away. But it's a siman of something. It's just, it's a message to you that that you got a ticket. There, it's not, you know, no one's going to say that you're upset because you got the ticket. But that ticket is only a siman of something that upsets you. It's a siman that you're being fined. So that's a siman, not a siba. Now, of course it's a siba too. I mean, if you went to get the ticket, you wouldn't be upset. But the ticket itself is not what causes you, it's not the piece of paper that causes you to be upset. It's what it represents that causes you to be upset. Make sense? One is the inconvenience itself, and one is it's telling you that there's an inconvenience.
You say the same thing about four times.
Yeah.
It's upset that the tire's fine. It's said you have to go change it. You have to be wrong.
It's true, but it's a physical inconvenience. It's not, it doesn't indicate anything else. In other words, if you would have a Martian who never saw a car, so he would say, what's the difference? The tire is flat, it's round, right? What's the difference? You have to explain to him that it goes. But Lamaisa, this is the thing that upsets you. Now, the nafkamina, if it's a Siba or a Simen, is illustrated. What's a nafkamina? Flatai, a Siba, a Simen, well, that's different. Nafkamina is that if the cause is taken away, will it change anything? Let's say by the flat tire, you have a flat tire. Someone comes over to you and says, oh, I gave you the flat tire, but it was a mistake. It was a mistake. I meant to give someone else the flat tire. So it's going to make you feel any better? If the flat, it makes you feel worse, right? If the Siba makes you feel bad, so no explanation of why the Siba came is going to help. The Siba is the Siba is the Siba. Masha'en came. In the case of a ticket, there could be an explanation that will make you feel better. If somebody will come over to you and tell you, you know, the ticket was for the type of thing which it was put on your windshield by mistake, it belongs to the other car, has the other guy's license plate. So you don't care. Or if it's for something which doesn't cost money to send in, you just send in a copy of something and send it, won't bother you. Because it's not the piece of paper that bothers you. A piece of paper is still there, but it becomes for a different reason, so there could be other reasons which will alleviate your aggravation. So the difference between a Siba and a Simen is that when something's a Siba, then the Siba is what upsets you, or the Siba is what causes a cause and result. So the cause and result are there. They're there. That's it. You try to do your best with it, but it remains. If it's a Simen, if something's just a Simen, then there could be situations where the fact that it's a Simen would be explained. It would take away the result. It would take away the result. Right? You look at the ticket, you see that there's something incorrect there, so you're happy. Because when it's only a simen, it's not the thing which upsets you. It represents something. So the link between what it is and what it represents is broken, then it's not a problem anymore. But Shain came with the thing itself is the Siba, then it's always going to cause the result. Flat tire, you're never going to be able to drive unless you fix it. Doesn't matter what it's linked to. Now, it's exactly, it's just, I mean to say this as an example that hopefully will help you. Because here, the example, I'm giving you two different things. One thing is a flat and one thing is a ticket. I figure that's something you could all identify with. A ticket or a flat, or both. But when you talk about Mamzerus being either a Simen or a Siba, what is it? The nafgamina would be if you can take away the Siba, will it change things? Okay, let me give you another example that we once spoke about, Simen and Siba. Just one that comes to mind. We had a rule that Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. That even though the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a Kazayas of Nevela, are you allowed to eat a half a Kazayas of Nevela? Are you allowed to eat half a Kazayas of Nevela? No. Why does the Gemara say, why can I eat Chatzi Shir? Why can I eat half a Kazayas? The Torah said don't eat a Kazayas of Nevela. Why can I eat a Kazayas? So the Gemara says, Chazi Litz Darufe. Because every Kazayas is made up of two half Kazayas. So if you eat a half a Kazayas, it's Chazi Litz Darufe. It's possible to be mitzarefit that it should become a whole kazayis. So we declared Bochan, there was also Rabbi Chanan, declared, is that a sibo or a simen? Is chazi litzdarufei aser because it could come to a full shear? Is chazi litzdarufei aser because it could come to a full shear? Or is that just a simen of the kavanas ha-tayre? Just the simen that when the Torah said don't eat nevela must have meant don't eat a half a shear, because if you eat half a shear, then it's a simen that the chazi the chazi shear is chazi, if it's chazi it's tarufe, it's a simen that kavanas ha-tayre is to us. That was the that was an example of siva and simen that we had in the past. Now. By Mamzeris, we're having a similar thing. What are we saying by Mamzeris? Yeah.
A Siva would be, can't have it no matter what. A Siva would be, you could have it if you're careful. I don't see the difference
between I'm going to, enough Kamina between the two.
By Nevela.
By Nevela. By Chatzishir. I want to be careful to go beseder, right? Yeah, I know, but 1 second. Let me get to it. Let me try to go beseder. Bamzeris, we have the same issue. If you're a man, if you're not with kedushin ha'tayfis, then the child amounts. Is that a siva? That because kedushin ha'tayfis, therefore the child amounts it, or is that just a simon that wherever kedushin ha'tayfis, that in such a relationship the child is amounts. A nafgamina, Rabbi Chanan brings. Chanan brings two things. I'm starting the second. If a guy is bayal a bas Yisrael, they have a child. A guy, unfortunately today it's not uncommon, you have an intermarried Jewish woman who married a guy, and she has a child. Is the child Jewish? So we all know that the child is Jewish. It's actually a machleikus. We paskin that the child is a yid. But it's actually a machleikus. Rabbi Chanan brings from Mesechtes Yevamos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. If Akum ve'eved haba bas Yisrael, the child is a mamzer, the child is a or not. So we paskin it's not. Now, a kedushin taifsim from a guy to a bas Yisrael? No, kedushin not taifis. So if kedushin are not taifis from a guy onto a bas Yisrael, why is the child not a mamzer? Shouldn't the child be a mamzer? Taisus says, haba atalia. Taisus tells us, haba atalia. If kedushin are not taifis, then the child's a mamzer. If kedushin are taifis, then the child got a mamzer. Now, if a guy is bayal abas Yisrael and they have a child, so ain't kedushin taifsin, a guy can't give kedushin to a yid. So why don't we say that the child is a mamzer? Why not?
Is there on the father or is there on the kid? What causes this? We say you make a mamzer because the father is not allowed to try to marry the lady.
It's not shayach to marry. Not allowed is not enough. Because chayve lavim is also not allowed, but the child's not a mamzer. Because she is types of chayve lavim, it's not by krisus, except by kibbutz. Right? So to Rabbi Chanan, it depends. If you learn that kedusha not being typhus is the siba for mamzeris, so then here also, this will be a siba that the child should be a mamzer. Well, what's the difference? Explanations. L'maisa kedushin ha-taifis. If that's the reason, if because kedushin ha-taifis is there for the child a mamzer, then by a guy in a bas Yisrael, achinami, the child should be a mamzer. But if you learn it's a simen, it's a simen. What does simen mean? It means it's a simen that this is a relationship where the Torah intended to create mamzeris. Then we could say 1 minute. When a man is bayal his sister, the child's a mamzer. In kedushin taifs, child's a mamzer. But by a guy, why is in kedushin taifs by a guy to a bas Yisrael? like that because of their relationship? No. A guy, even to a gaita, has no kedushin. Right? A guy just has no kedushin to anybody. A guy, even if he wants to get married to a gaisha woman, there's no concept of kedushin by guy. So by gayim, it's a whole different thing. It's not because it's this woman that there's no kedushin. It's because a guy is not in the parsha of Tariag Mitzvahs. He has no kedushin. So there, that's like getting the wrong ticket. There, the fact that ein kedushin taifsin, that's not a simon. When you have a relationship, and you say, is the child a mamzer? So you say, well, let's see, we have a simon. Kedushin taif, is the child not a mamzer? If not, if yes, is yes. But here we have a totally different reason, a siba chitzayni, an outside town, that kedushin and ataifis, so that would not make a child a mamzer. Because here, you have a situation with taka kedushin and ataifis, but for a totally different reason, for an outside reason. For a reason that has nothing to do with mamzeris. So that this, if it's a simin, then here it's not a simon. Because here, the reason the Kedushin are tight is because it's not Shaya Pachlal to be Kedushin by a guy. Not because of the relationship between the guy and the Jewish woman. So Rabbi Chanan says that this would be the nafkamina if you hold it to Siba or a simon. Rabbi Chanan brings this from the Rajba. He quotes it from the Rajba that basically, if it's a Siva, then the Siva is here. If a flat tire upsets you, it doesn't matter why it's flat. It's going to upset you. What's the difference if it got flat because lightning hit the car, or because somebody did it purposely, or Lamaisa, the inconvenience is there. The Siva is there. Masha'en Kain, if it's something that's just the simin, then if there's an explanation, then that is not the simin. The simin is certain relationships make mamzeris. The simin is a v'leitavsi kedushin. If it's v'leitavsi kedushin for an outside reason, for a siba chitzayni, then the simin does not cause mamzeris. It's only a simin for the thing we're talking about, which is the relationship. This is the nafkamina between the two ways. You can learn it's a siba or a simin. Basically, what we're saying is that as long as the siba is there, it would cause mamzeris. We're shaking if it's a simin. If you can explain the simin, then it's not a simin anymore. If you can explain it, then it's not a simin anymore. Am I being clear in the nafkamina? Until you get into it, it's darkestate. But like everything, once you get in, it still gets wider and wider. Rabbi Chanan has a second inyan, actually in the Rabbi Chanan it's first, which he brings into this discussion, which again is the same idea. This is based on a Gemara in Tzemura, on Daf Hei, which Tosfos himself brings later here in the Tosfos. There's a concept there in the Gemara, Kol Nilsa, the Amar Rachman Alei Savid, Yavid Loi Mahani. It's a concept that anything the Torah said you shouldn't do, if you do it, it's not chal. That sounds like a very big klal. Truth is that it's very few applications. The Gemara goes through a bunch of applications and says, this is different, but it has a few applications. L'mosh. Hatayrei mimin al shein emina. Someone gives truma from grapes on olives. So the Gemara says that it's not chal, because the Torah said that you shouldn't separate mimin al shein emina. And yavid lo mahani. And if the Torah said they don't do it, yavid lo mahani. Well, there's another Gemara where it discusses if you're ma'anis a woman and you marry her. So lo yuchal l'shalcho kol yamav. You can't give her a get. So the Gemara, they also has a svara to say, that if a man is ma'anis a woman and then he gives her a get, that the get's not chal. So the Torah said, you can't give a get. So if you do something the Torah said you can't do, it's not chal. So Frag the Gemara. Almana l'kayin gadol. If a kayin gadol gives kedushin to an almana, the Torah says lo yikach. Frag the Gemara. Why is it chal? If an almana gives kedushin to a kayin gadol, why is it chal? It shouldn't be taifis kedushin. Chol mel sadam rachman al yistavini avad leimahani. Why a kedushin taifis? Almana l'kayin gadol. The Gemara's kasha. Places brings the Gemara's teretz. What's the Gemara answer? That no, Amar l'kayin gadol, the kedushin arachal. Why? Because the Torah says v'lo yichalel. If an amana marries a kayin gadol, the child is a chalal and not a mamzer. Right? Lo yichal chilulim huaisa ve'inaisa mamzeris. Mamzerin. So the child's not a mamzer must be that the kedushin is chal. Because we have a rule that whenever the kedushin is not chal, the child is a mamzer. So here, if the child's not a mamzer, the Torah says beferish the lulu moaisa. The child's not a mamzer. Child's not a mamzer. Must be kedushin not taifas. So what does the Gemara say? That if you say kamal sadam rachman al asavid yavad leimahani, the child would be a mamzer, right? If you say kedushin not chal, because we have a rule of Kol Milsa, Amar Achman Laisav, and Yavad Laimahani, then the child would be a mamzer. Again, that makes sense, and it's a Siba. Why? Because if it's a Siba, then we don't care why. We don't care why. It's like a flat tire. Well, the difference is why. If Laitash Siba Kedushin, for any reason, Amar Achman Laisav, and Yavad Laimahani makes, then the child's a mamzer. Mashenken, if it will be a simin, then it's only a simin where kedushin are not typhus because of the fact that it's because of the relationship. Let's say kedushin are not typhus for a zaitiga reason, because of the rule of kol nosa damar achman sabri yavad lai mahani. That shouldn't make the child a mamzer. If there's a different reason for it, so then the simin is not a simin. It's only a simon for relationships. Certain relationships cause mamzeris. Then this shouldn't be a simon. So since the Gemara says that Yavad Leimahani makes the child a mamzer, it's a raya that it's a siba. So this is Rebbe Chanan's raya. Rebbe Chanan looks up the raya, he answers the raya from a Rebbe Akiva Eiger, but the main nakuda that I want to bring out to you is to understand the simon and siba as it applies here. Basically, what we're saying is, if it's a siba, then who cares why? And it doesn't matter why. If it's a siba, so then what's the difference why? What's the difference because he's a guy? What's the difference because of the rule of Yavad Leimahani? If it's a siba, so if kedushin is not typhus, then it's not chal. Then the child's a mamzer. If it's a simin, if it's just a simin ladava, then if you have an explanation, so that it's not a simin anymore. If it's just a simin to it, so then if you have an explanation, then it's not a simin. This is a simin of relationships that cause mamzeris. If you have an explanation for the simin, so then it's not. Then it takes off that the child will be a mamzer. And Rabbi Chanan is providing two cases where you have an explanation. Either the case of a guy, Haba Bas Yisrael, you have an explanation. So if it's a simin, it would not make the child a mamzer. Or the case of Kamal Saddam Rahman Ali Savidi Avid Lai Mahani. We also, there's a different explanation of why Kedushin and Achal. If you go with that explanation, then it would take off the mamzeris of the child. The explanation works when something is just a simin. Maybe I'm being clear. Let's come up with another mashal that works. Huh? Oh, the clock was my mashal last time. The clock was the mashal. Yeah. Okay. That was an example of a simon, right? An example of a simon was the last time, was an example was a clock. Somebody's at work. At 12 o'clock is lunchtime. Everyone stops working at 12 o'clock. So what does it mean? You have a clock in back of the room. So when the big handle and the little handle both point up, everyone stops working. Does that make any sense? Just because the big handle, little handle point up, you stop working? Does that make any sense? So somebody will go in the middle of the day and he'll point both handles up. So everyone's going to stop working? No, it's only a simon, right? The clock is a simon instead of lunch time. Right? That's a nafkamina if it's a simon. So nafkamina is that if you have an explanation of why the two handles are pointing up, it's not the normal explanation, so then it won't be lunchtime. You follow? Right, if you have a place of work, a big clock in front of the room, with the two angles point up, everyone stops and goes eat lunch. So that's not a siba, that's a simon, right? It's not because the handles are pointing up that you go, it's only a simon. My nafkamina. Nafkamina is the same nafkamina, that if it's a simon, and you have an explanation of why it happened today for a different reason, if today the clock is broken and it's pointing up, or some joker made it point up middle of the day, during the day, if somebody did it, so then it's not lunchtime, then you don't stop working. Why? Because if it's a simon, and you have an explanation for the simon, so it's not a simon anymore. It's not a simon. Now, if you're going to tell me that if a building is burning down, people run out, so that's a siva. You'll say, no, the building's only burning down because of a mistake. He's still going to run out. Right? It's a siva. What's the difference? Why? No explanation is going to change it. You're going to run out of the building anyway. That's the siva that you're running out. A shayu is just a simon to something, so it's totally in the other thing that it's a simon to. If there's an explanation for the simon, some other explanation, so then this simon is no longer a simon. Okay, I hope you have a little appreciation of siva and simon. A simon is something which you can explain away. Excuses work for a simon, excuses don't work for a siva. Okay? Excuses can work for something that's if you get a flat, it could be an excuse why you got a flat, you still have a flat. So this is the nekuda that there are Shimon Clares in our Tisus. Truth is, a tremendous nafkamina. When you think about a guy being by a Jewish woman, what the din of the child is totally this. So it's a very big nafkamina. But Bukhanan brings only these two nafkaminas. For some, there are others. But I was thinking, I have a good raya to declare. If a katan gives kedushin to a woman, you have a 10-year-old boy, he gives kedushin to a woman, a kedushin typhus. No kedushin, no typhus. A 10-year-old can't give kedushin. Is the child a mamzer? If a 10-year-old is by a woman, he's not related to him. The child's not a mamzer. Should that be a raya? Then it's not a siva, it'll be a siva. Then any kedushin typhus, the child should be a mamzer. So it's similar to a guy, a cut. But we're saying now that if you hold a siba, then by a guy the child is a mamzer. So why by a cut isn't the child a mamzer?
It's a different reason. That reason for Christian
not
being
therapist
is also, I guess,
it's like a guy. Right. You're hitting exactly on what's enough to get a siba and a simon. You have a different reason. So you hold this is a simon, this is not a simon to anything. You have a different reason. But if you hold it's a siva, so we said if a guy is ba'al a woman, if you hold it's a siva, the child's a mamzer. If a guy is ba'al a Jewish woman. So we said, Rabbi Chanan said, that if you hold it's a siva, then the child's a mamzer. So then, here too, the child should be a mamzer. It's not true, right? Could be it's different. It could be by a cut, and it's not shy from a tzias of giving kedushin. Since he doesn't have das, he's lacking the ability to give. So he can't give things away. Yeah, but a guy has das, a guy can give things away. Give him kaddish. Cotton has no das to give.
But he goes up.
When he goes up, it'll be a different story. It's not going to be chal later if he gave it now. See, then now it's chafer.
Do you give
it to Ketana? For Ketana, only if her father marries her off, right? So you go straight to a Ketana, Kedushin and Typhus. You see, their Kedushin could be Typhus to the father, so maybe you could argue it's different. That's why I give you an example of the cut. What? But God can never give it. A cut then could be, because the cut that some could give, he's just missing down. Well, have the down, so be able to give. Right, it could be the case of cut. In some, you're right, the case of cut is different. What? So why off cut shouldn't it apply with the Siva? Why is there no Lanzaris? If I'm called Shen Kedushin types, then it's not because there's no Mitzvah of Kedushin by a Kal. It's not that he gives a Kedushin to Nachal, he can't give them. What?
The
there's not even something wrong.
Nothing wrong.
You're right, cut is different. Right, just trying to think of another napkin. You have any other cases where Kedushin and Anatitis for a side reason? I've got to come up with some other case. So I think the reason why Kedushin and Typhus, huh? And this is Rabbanan. You see, Rabbanan didn't make Mamzerus, because we passed an even Yisuri Lav and Dereisa, not a Mamzer. So there's never a Chiyuve Krisus, that's a Rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't make the Ila Krisus. What?
So when the dies, you can't marry
each other's
sister.
Right. Therefore, that makes Mamzeris. So it's disappears. So it does make Mamzeris. There's a potential later for it to be. But the mice. There are really no other cases. Chiyuve Krisus. And the Kiva Chiyuve Lav. But with Didan, the only Chiyuve Krisus. Or Gai. Or the other Lenahani, and Lenahavamina. There's no other cases of Kedushin not being typhus, are there? What? Yeah, but then the Kedushin could be chal, if there'd be a Kedushin, it's just not a Kedushin. There's no proof there's no Kedushin. What about Shaita and Katan would be the same? Shaita would be the same thing. It's a Zaitiga reason. But I'm sure that everybody holds Shaita that the child's not a Mamzer. It would be the same as we said about Katan. Shneis nedevei seifrim, but the Rabbanan didn't make Chiyuvei Krisus, so Kedushin HaTaifis. Right, even by Surah Lavin we pass in Koshkim the Rabbanans, if you do it, it's Chal, it's Taifis, the Melech no Mamzeres. Now, Akoponim, this is declared by Mamzeres. This Taisis has one other Chiddush. I mean, as Chiddushim to explain the Gemara, but one other Klal. And the Klal, if you look in Taisvis about the seventh line, the middle sized lines, maybe eighth and ninth, more like the ninth line, right above where it says, Daf Chav Tesam et Beis, Vizayna Laihava, Elamahanu Laitavsi Ba Chiddushim. Taisis says another rule. Zayna, what's a Zayna? Zayna is someone the Kohen is not allowed to marry. Right, Zaina, what's it? Zaina Halala Vayikapu? Missing something. Right? Gusha Zaina Vahalala Vayikapu. So it says that just like a Kohen can't marry a Gusha, he can't marry a Zaina or a Halal. So what is a Zaina? So Taisus there has another rule. Zaina Laihava Elamehanu Laitafsi Bakadusha. Kinmuch Betur. Taisus, Taich Zaina is only a woman who was previously mizana with someone, the Alitasi Bakadushin, she becomes a Zaina, and she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. Now, this Taisvis is would be a very big nafkamina la halacha. First of all, let me explain to you that the rules of Zaina are very negeya. today, there are a lot of Bali Tshuva. And a Bali Tshuva has to marry a Balas Tshuva has to marry a woman who's a Balas Tshuva has to marry. Very often, in her teenage years, she was Mezana. It's very common. You have a woman who's a Balas Tshuva. She was Mezana beforehand. That could happen. She's not a Balas Tshuva. I mean, she's from birth, and she was Mezana, so she's a Balas Tshuva anyway by now, I hope. Right? But somebody who was Mezana, and now they come. So now they can they marry a Kayan? Are they eligible to marry a Kayan? So who, with whom, if she's Mezana, is she also? Now you know the halacha. Right? You know the halacha. The halacha is, if she's Mezana with a guy, then she becomes also. If she's Mezana with a Yid, then she's Mutter. That's not like this Tysus.
Only if the Yid is
Only if the Yid... Anybody... She marries... So that is the machlokes between Tysus and the Rambam. Exactly what you're saying. Tysus says that Zayna lehava lemahanig leitasi b'kedushin. She's only a Zayna if she's Mezana with somebody that's leitasi b'kedushin. If she's Mezana with the Isser Lav, Tysus holds that she doesn't become a Zayna. She's Mezana with the Isser Lav, she doesn't become a Zayna according to this Tysus. Right? Has to be Mahanid leitasi b'kedushin. Okay, one second, maybe right. The Rambam says that a Zayna is anybody who's Mezana with someone that is an Isser to be Mezana with. That's the definition of Zayna. Zayna is someone that you're not allowed to be Mezana with, that you're not allowed to be Nibal to. Anybody that is an Isser makes you a Zayna. Yeah. Neither does it make Zayna. It's true. The Gemara is the Kasha in the fourth parak in Kedushin, and the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that it doesn't apply to neither. The Gemara on Samech Chesamet Aleph learns out of a pasuk that these rules don't apply to a neither, whatever the pasuk is. It has to be a din of the person, not a hechatimsa of the person. So again, what am I saying? That there's a machlokes here between the Rambam and Tysus. The Rambam says anybody you're not allowed to be nibble to would make the person a zayin. And kol she'asa lisa ena, anybody the Rambam says that you're not allowed to live with makes you a zayin. Tysus holds that even the people you're not allowed to marry, it's only if it's like tashibul kedushin. So of course the nafkamina would be all the chayvei lavin, if it makes a woman a zayna. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reis Samach Vav has an explanation of the machlaikis. He brings other nafkaminas. He brings nafkamina suadaka. If somebody is nibala to a man who has certain injuries, suadaka, krashufka, certain injuries to the Evarei Hazachar, which make a man osir, doesn't mean he can't have children. People have a mistake. They think a tzuadaka can't have kids. It's not dafka. Tzuadaka could be there certain injuries which would make a person osir, osir lakal, but tafsi kedushin. So light taisvis, it's a good, you don't become a zayin. According to the Rambam, a person does become a zayin. Another nafkamina is Yavama Lashuk. If a Yavama is Nibala Lashuk. I have to explain that, why Yavama Lashuk is a nafkamina. So we have here Machlaikis, Rambam, and Tysus. Again, Tysus holds to be a Zayna, somebody who's like Tafsi Bakadushin. And the Rambam holds anybody that you can't marry. Whoever you can't marry makes a person a Zayin. It doesn't matter that also to marry, that makes a person a Zayin. Which means, according to the Rambam, all right, the truth is, in most cases, people are not mezana with kraven. It's usually just a shower to go or a yid, but anyway. Yeah. Okay, so this is a machlaikis. So what the Minchas Chinuch says is that he tries to explain what the machlaikis is totally in. And he says the machlaikis is totally in. The Rambam learns the taich of Zayna is, what's Zayna? It's Nus. What's Nus? A Bia Sisser. That's Nus. Who cares if Tasi Bakadush and Lai Tasi Bakadush? He says Taisis learns that what's Taich Zayna? The word Zayna itself doesn't mean anything. But it says in the Pasik, Kisiya Le'ish Zar. It talks about a Zayna, it says Basish Kayin, it says the daughter of a Kayin, Kisiya Le'ish Zar. So she becomes Asa. Taisis holds us totally an Ish Zar, somebody who's a Zar, somebody who's no Shaykhis to Kedushin by you. And the Rambam holds, no, it means any Maisonos. Upon him, this is a second machlaikis, second yisayit of Taisis, and this one happens to be the Tolian machlaikis, Taisis and the Rambam. Okay. I believe the Asher Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam, that whoever you're not allowed to marry is an Issa Zayin. The Shaila would be, according to Taisis, if she's Mizana with a guy, would it make her a Zayna? Like Taisus? There's no Kiddush. But is a guy included in this idea of there being no Kiddush? It should depend. It should depend in this case, is this a Simon or a Siva? Like Tassi Kiddush is a Simon, who's a Zayna? It's a Siva. Okay, Akoponim, these are the two Klolim of this Taisus. Okay. Get back to the Gemara. Okay, what did the Gemara say on top of the Yamid? So what do we have here in the Gemara? We have a Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has a very chometic Shita. The Shita is that it's very easy to make Mamzeris. And anybody who's in Isalav makes Mamzeris. According to Rabbi Yeshavet, was it? Even a Amon HaLakayin Gadol makes Mamzeris. The Gemara on the top of the Yamid thinks that Chayvei Asay Mitzvah Adaymi are not a Mamzer, and we say even that Hanicha Rabbi Shavu Lafukim Tavid Rav Simai. That's good if Rabbi Shavu was only talking about Aman Al Kain God. Cost you shopping. Eli Tavid Nashay Kamar Kol Shein Le Bia Bi Yisrael Ahav Vlad Mamzer. But Filu Chayvei Asay Mai Binayu. If Rabbi Kiva holds that even Chayvei Asay make a child a Mamzer, when is it not a Mamzer? Ike Binayu Bu'ula the Kayin Gadol. What does it mean, Bu'ula the Kayin Gadol? What's the case of Bu'ula the Kayin Gadol? Oh, so you have here Machlaikis, Rashi, and Taisus. What's Taich Bu'ula the Kayin Gadol? Well, how does a woman become a Bu'ula the Kayin Gadol? How does she become a Bu'ula? Now, if she became a Bu'ula the normal way, a man was Nazana with her normally, so she's not a Besula anymore. She's not a Besula, she doesn't get a Knas anyway. That's what bothers Rashi. How can you have a case of Bu'ula L'Kayin Gadol, and we're talking about that you get a Knas, Ikebinayu. You get a Knas, but you only get a Knas if you're a Besula. So therefore, Rashi learned that someone was Mizana with her earlier Shalei Kedarka. And Bia Shalei Kedarka has a Din Bia L'Gabe the sister of Kayin Gadol. So that's Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. I think Rashi would be the easy way to learn. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Chananel, who has a second shot. They're both bothered by the same kasha. How do you have Bula L'Kayin Gadol? If she's a Bula, she doesn't get a Knas anyway. All right. So again, Rashi learned she was Bula Shalei Kedarka. Who was Bula Shalei Kedarka? Some other man. A month ago, a year ago, whenever it was. And now she comes to the Kayin Gadol. So now the Kayin Gadol is Ma'anisar. Does she get a Knas? So you can be Naya Bula the Kayin Gadol. The issue of the Gemara is, does she get a Knas from the Kayin Gadol or not? Then Chananel has a different shot. Take a look in Tosfos. Tosfos Hikar B'Nayu, halfway down. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirush, you got it? What's Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat? The Hachalai Mairi Bebula Meyachir. El B'Kayin Gadol Sha'anis Besula Gemura. The Kayin Gadol was Ma'anis a Besula that never had any Bia. Even Shleikadar. So what's the Shaila now? If he's Ma'anis a Besula Gemura, of course he has to pay Knas. So Taisis like Hashiva Ruya L'Kayma. That's not called Ruya L'Kayma. Why? Afagav Dabar Yavim Tei. Anusa Sasa Vasasma Loisa Vim Nasa Nasoi. Even though a Kohen Gadol was not allowed to marry a woman that he was ma'anis, and but the Eved Etzkal Makalak Kim Lachatchel La Yisa La Hashiva Roy La Kaima, the La Yisa Avim Minatayra. So Shmuel Chananel's pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that we're talking about a woman who was a psula when the Kohen Gadol was ma'anisar, and why is it called Ein Roy La Kaima? Because now he can't marry her.
That wasn't.
Vlay Elisha, that wasn't L'Shem Kedushin. He was mad at Tzal Hashem's nuts. Now, could we do Vlay see Elisha? Can do Vlay see Elisha? Because right now she's a Bula, Bula's Atzmai. She's a Bula through him, but she's still a Bula. We can't go, no, I marry a Bula. Why did Rashi want to learn like Tysus? Isn't there a more pasha to hold in Taisa's Svara? What? Why are we calling this Bula L'Kayin Gadol, according to Rabbeinu Chananel? This is a Basula L'Kayin Gadol. No? According to Taisa's Pshat, she was a Basula and the Kayin Gadol was Manasar. Why is that called Bula L'Kayin Gadol? Shas.
Now. So the fact that it's totally when you give the class to be not married, but you can't marry.
Who says we go for that? Or is that
well, because that what depends on what the issue is. He's supposed to marry, you know.
Two things. He's supposed to marry. He's supposed to give her a knas.
We don't do one with the other. He doesn't give the knas and marry her, right? He gives the knas and marry her. No, the din is give the knas or you marry her. You can't marry her here. So
let's go. You're on track. Well, what's the first step? What's the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos? Mishumela says, Rashi and Tosfos are arguing. Do we look at Roy L'Kayma at the time of the Oynis? Or do we look at Roy L'Kayma at the time of the proposed marriage? Right? Tosfos learns, I say Tosfos, I mean Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosfos learns that it has to be Roy L'Kayma at the time that Beis Din is paskening. At the time that Beis Din is paskening, it has to be Roy L'Kayma. Rashi learns, no, it has to be Roy L'Kayma at the time of the Einus. At which moment do we look if she's Roy for him? At what minute? Rashi learns, we look at the minute that he was Ma'anis her. At that time, she was Roy for him. And that's why Rashi can't learn like Tosfos. Rashi has to learn that she was a Bula from a long time ago. She was Bula Shleikadaka from before. Tosfos learns, we don't look at the time he was Manasar, we look at our B'shas the Psak Din. B'shas the Psak Din is Shiroi L'Kayim. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And I have a good idea. A man is Manas, a woman. He comes to a Rav. He tells the Rav, you know, I was Manas this woman, I did a terrible avodah. Now I'm going to have to marry her. I don't want to marry her. You have any answer for this man? You may have an answer for him? Besides becoming a Kohen Gadol.
Wasn't it just Moed of the Knas?
It wasn't Moed. They came to Beis Din and they're ready to paskin. He comes into a good friend. He says, you know, I'm in trouble. What am I going to do now? A chayra, a smart rav has an etza. I mean, you have to have a willing sister. But if he gives kedushin to this woman's sister now, if he gives kedushin to his sister, so now he can't marry her. No?
What's good etza?
What? What? This is all theoretical. Not only that, he'll save the $50 also. He's not going to have to pay the $50 either now. Because the Agamar is talking about Knas. Agamar is talking about Knas. So now, if you learn, now this is all Tali and Rashi Taisis, right? This is all, according to Rashi, he's going to have to pay the Knas. Don't think I thought this up. This is all in the Mishnah Malach. Okay. According to Rashi, what are you talking about? I won't help you to marry a sister now. We go, if it was Roy Lekaima at the time of your manis. Time you were manis, it was Roy Lekaima, you have to pay the Knas. But Shagat, according to Taismith, if he'll be Makadish the sister, then he'll not only won't he be able to have to marry this woman, but he wanted to pay a Knas either. Because you need Roy Lekaima Bishas the Psak of Bezin. This comes out of you, no?
Give her a
get.
Give her
the
Kedushin
and a day. Wait, you have to wait till after the Pesach Bezdin. Once Bezdin is going to paskin, then you're probably off the hook. I don't think Bezdin will be offensive.
No, I mean, even if Bezdin says you have to marry her, very nice.
No, but you see, if you give a get to the sister, then you become mutter.
No,
you don't become mutter, only if she dies. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. You give a Kedushin and a get. You give a Kedushin and a get. So now you're off the hook. Right, your Garusha's sister, you can't marry either. What? All right, for the right price, maybe she's willing. I don't know. What? If she dies, it'll be different. Because you're allowed to marry, a person's allowed to marry his wife's sister if his wife dies.
The one
is Mahanis.
She dies in an accident next week.
The one she's married, that's very convenient. That's always the way out of a marriage, I understand. What? If he divorces her, if he gave a ksuba, he would have to pay the ksuba. He held the ksuba, the kedushin. Okay. Just I'd like to point out this machlekes Rashi Tosfos. If Knas is totally in the time Yom Anisar, or if Knas is totally at the time of the Pesach Bezdin, depends on from Veloisi Elisha, Barai Lekaima, we're learning Dine Knas from Veloisi Elisha. If you learn, like I said yesterday, if you learn the Drasha of Veloisi Elisha ties the two together, Knas and marrying her are tied together, then Taisa Shita makes sense. That when do you decide if it's Rei L'Kaima to marry her at the time you're ready to marry her, the Pesach Bezdin. So if you tie Knas and Laisi Elisha, the two together, then Taisus makes a lot of sense that it should go at the time of the Pesach Bezdin, at the time that he has to marry her. Rashi, it seems, separates the two. The Stam Rashi's Maida that it has to be right to marry her at the time that you marry her. Rashi just told in Chiyuv Knas, you'd be Chayav Knas. Because Knas should depend at the time Yamanasar. When Yamanasar, she was right to marry, so then you should pay the Knas. So Rashi seems to separate the two. Moshe Inkin Taisa seems not to separate the two. Okay. All right, tomorrow, Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Okay, we're going to move down to Rav Nechunya ben Akana.